all over the world, and I got to learn about the different projects they were working on and seeing how excited they were about like solving issues and like building companies and organizations that were helping other people. That made me really excited too, and I sort of like caught that and started thinking about, okay, what are some ways that I can make a contribution to the world, and like what can I create to help other people with like finding their passions and their purpose.
Hey friend, it's David Dubinsky here in New York City. I know you may have heard me talk about One Email Away. Today's guest is a real-world example of it. So excited for this Portfolio Career podcast episode with Miracle Olatunji. She emailed me asking me if I was potentially interested in having her come onto the show. We'd never talked before, and I looked into her work, and here we are. And I wish I had started my portfolio career and building skills and projects as early as Miracle has. She has written a book called Purpose, How to Live and Lead with Impact. She's also the founder of Opportunity, a career development startup. And Miracle is still a student at Northeastern. And we talked a lot about the different projects and things that she's working on. And she shares a lot of different insights about how she's designing her life, around skills, projects, what she wants to learn. As always, this episode with timestamp notes is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. So excited for you to build and grow your portfolio career. Here we go with Miracle. So Miracle, if we were to go to an event tonight, how do you typically introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Miracle, and I'm a student at Northeastern. I'm also the founder of a startup called Opportunity, with the mission to help high school students find programs to like build their network and to learn more about like different career paths. And I also recently just published my first book.
Okay, lot to dive into there. we were talking a little bit before about your book and stuff. So maybe we could just start there in terms of, you know, why you decided you wanted to write a book on purpose and, you know, maybe some of the core ideas behind the book.
Yeah. So I feel like I've been like preparing for this book my whole life, as weird as that sounds, but like all of my life, I've been wondering sort of like, why is my name Miracle? And I wanted to know, like, there had to be a story behind it, because like most people had like regular names and like my name was Miracle. So I always wondered that. And when I finally got older and my parents told me the story, I began to start thinking about like, oh, okay, like what is my purpose in life? Like, and then I got started thinking about like, what's everyone else's purpose in life as well? Because like, there's gotta be a reason that we're all here. So that was kind of like the main reason behind writing the book. And as I like talked to more people, especially like young people my age, people a little bit older, about like their experiences and like their career paths, the common thing I noticed was just like, it seemed like a lot of people were wondering like, is this the right career path for me? Like everyone was always wondering about their purpose. So that's kind of why I decided to write the book. And like, it's been an awesome like experience with being able to write it and do all the research and everything.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to that person that is, let's say, stuck and isn't able to find their purpose, or maybe just doesn't have the confidence to know that they're doing the right mm-hmm. things? What do you typically say to some people about that type of feeling or mindset?
Yeah, I feel like experience is super important. Like before we were talking about, so I go to Northeastern and like they really stress this concept of experiential learning. I feel like in order to really know whether something's right for you, you have to actually try it first, which I think is like super important, because like when I was in high school, basically I did this program called the Diamond Challenge and I got to learn about entrepreneurship, and like that was a really cool experience for me, because like before that I didn't know anything about entrepreneurship. So I always encourage people when they feel like they're stuck, they don't know what their purpose is or what passions they have, like you should go try it out first, because like your passion and your purpose isn't just going to like fall out of the sky and into your lap. You have to actually like go out there and try different things.
Okay. And are you able to speak to an example of when you felt like you weren't aligned with, you know, your passion or something that was really making you feel fired up compared to, you know, writing a book about purpose? Maybe talk us through of like where you started and how you got to a place of more balance and more excitement in the work that you're doing.
Yeah. So it was kind of like in the middle of high school, I felt like I was kind of just like going through the motions and like, you know, the big thing that everyone, most people focus on when they're in high school is like, okay, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? Like, what's going to happen when I get out into the real world? And I was sort of having that like dilemma that many people go through. And like I mentioned the program that I did called Diamond Challenge. And like through that program, I got to meet a lot of really inspiring young people from like all over the world. And I got to learn about the different projects they were working on and seeing how excited they were about like solving issues and like building companies and organizations that were helping other people. That made me really excited too. And I sort of like caught that and started thinking about, okay, what are some ways that I can make a contribution to the world? And like, what can I create to help other people with like finding their passions and their purpose?
And so is that when you started Opportunity or yeah. did you? Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. I started Opportunity after I realized that like a lot of high school students, like I mentioned before, like we were feeling this like lack of direction and like lack of purpose and clarity. And so I noticed there were these summer programs that you could do where you could literally explore different career paths, like business and like medicine and all these different career paths. And it was just, the problem with them was that it was just super hard to find them. And so I essentially decided to create a way to make these opportunities more accessible and like easier for people to find out about them. So that's kind of the story behind that.
Okay. And maybe can you go into a little bit more detail of how Opportunity works in terms of how do high school students then find potential opportunities? Maybe talk a little bit about that. And
yeah, sure. So basically the way it works is that there's a whole, you can go onto the platform and you can see like different opportunities by different categories. So there's like summer programs, there's also scholarships. And with the summer programs, it kind of breaks down into like different areas. So like there's business opportunities and then there's like STEM. Those are the two main ones. But within those, there's a lot of different like diverse opportunities for like high school students to do and be a part of.
Okay. So it sounds like you really encourage people to be proactive and, you know, I appreciate your proactiveness, in terms of, reaching out to me and so do you find people, some of your peers, like when they come to you for advice in terms of like, oh, Miracle, you're doing all these things. You wrote a book, you started all these companies, you know, what do you typically say to that type of person?
Someone who's like looking for advice on what they should do or like how to find opportunities?
Yeah, both.
Okay. So it kind of ties back to like what I mentioned earlier. I'm like very big on like doing. I feel like it's really important to be reflective, but I think it's also equally important to like just go out there and like go to different networking events. One thing that helped me when I started college was like, I started going to all these events. So I live in Boston and like, there's a really big startup like ecosystem here. So I started going to all these different events and talking with different people. And like, one thing I would say to anyone looking for advice is like, people are really, really willing to give advice and like share about their career path. So just like reach out to them. I know it can seem like intimidating and like you might wonder if you're bothering someone, but for the most part, everyone's super open and willing to talk to you about their experiences and give you advice.
Okay. And then in terms of utilizing that advice to then get opportunities, like how, you know, how are you? And because I know you mentioned you had a summer internship here in New York City. Maybe talk us through about like going from advice to opportunities and just kind of how you were thinking about your summer internship and kind of making that happen.
Yeah. So, okay. So the interesting thing about how I got my summer internship was, so we have an organization here on campus called Women in Finance. And so my role in the club is I'm actually the vice president of Access and Opportunity. And so in this role, I basically like created a spreadsheet with all these different finance opportunities, like internships and conferences. And there's even like scholarships for like women who are pursuing careers in finance. And so I actually found out about this internship when I was researching and creating this, this spreadsheet for like everyone in the group to use and reference. So I would say that was like what I learned from that was like just seeking out those opportunities. I don't mean to be like redundant, but seeking out those opportunities. And like, it's ironic because I was just searching out those opportunities for other people, but I ended up finding one that I ended up participating in. So I would say like, just keep an open mind and be on the lookout for opportunities, even if it doesn't seem like it's in your comfort zone. That's probably the best, because when you move out of your comfort zone, I feel like that's when you start to grow. And you start to learn more about what it is that you're interested in.
Yeah, that's I love that magic that happens, like you said, in terms of you weren't necessarily seeking this role or focused on this, but you were, you know, creating resources for your friends and for other people. And then through that process, you know, kind of stumbled into something.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
And did you, what about kind of this role was really interesting to you because, you know, you've already started two companies, wrote a book, you know, is there something about this role or the certain skills that you thought were important to learn at this stage in your career?
The internship, right?
Yeah, the internship.
Yeah, so I knew that I had like an interest in finance and I wanted to explore it more. And I just, that's why I decided to apply to the program, just because I feel like it would help me learn a lot of new things that I wasn't already familiar with. And living in New York City would be a really great experience, I figured. So I'm super excited about it.
Okay. And is there other skills that you're focused on learning right now? I feel like, you know, when I, my first job out of school was working in corporate finance. And for me, it was call it professional experience, financial modeling, and, you know, working with professionals, you know, from people on Wall Street and executives of S&P 500 companies. You know, is there certain, and so that's what I was really focused on. Is there other types of skills that you're interested in really learning at this stage?
So I really want to learn how to code. Because I only know like basic like HTML, but I want to learn languages that would be like useful in finance, like Python, especially. So I just really want to expand that skill set. And I'm always working on becoming like a more like empathetic person. I think that I'm already like pretty empathetic, but I feel like that's something that you can always continue to work on. So yeah.
And do you, is there certain exercises or volunteer work or how are you thinking about, you know, developing a mindset of, you know, connecting with people for who they are and being in service to them through empathy?
Yeah. So I'm actually in a volunteer program at my university called Lakala. And it's what I do is I volunteer with like different local nonprofits in the Boston area. So that's like, it's really, really rewarding. I get to meet a lot of great people and just like, I feel like I'm really able to make a difference in other people's lives, even if it's just like one day volunteering or if it's for the whole semester. I feel like it's just a really enriching experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting to me in terms of, I know it's just an internship, but it's really interesting to me of how you've already had such diverse experiences and some, you know, things in your own name, like starting your own companies and writing your own book, and yet also then developing and wanting to work in a more traditional type of experience. Any additional thoughts on that in terms of, you know, wanting to either start your own company, doing your own entrepreneur thing versus more a larger company or yeah, any thoughts on that at this stage?
Yeah. So at the beginning of this year, I was in Silicon Valley for this program called Silicon Valley Bank Trek. And so like they flew me and like, I think 20 other students roughly out to Silicon Valley. And we got to meet with different founders and investors. And like, it was just a really awesome opportunity to learn about how like you can go about solving problems. And there's like various ways to approach it. Like you can just like start off with like starting your own company, you identify a problem and like you create a solution that actually helps other people. Or like, you know, some people what they do and like a lot of great founders, they actually started off their careers like working in corporate. And then like they were able to see like what are some inefficiencies that are here like in the corporate world or like in this company specifically. And then they would like create a solution or create a company around like a problem that they identified. So I thought that was pretty cool. I think that the awesome thing about entrepreneurship is like there's so many different paths to it and like everyone's story and experience is so different. And that's something that's like super exciting.
Okay. And then you also mentioned earlier that you felt like your whole life you'd been thinking about purpose and your book, mm-hmm. Any additional thoughts on that in terms of, like, you know, you wanted to write this, you were thinking about this book or thinking about this idea for so long and then actually doing it. You know, I feel like sometimes people get caught up in terms of like, oh, if only I did this or only I did that, but like you actually did it. Any thoughts on that kind of going through that process of like dreaming about something for so long and then actually doing it and kind of lessons learned or new learnings through that?
Yeah, it was a real dream come true to be able to write my own book. Because, like, when I was little, I really loved writing. Like, I would write stories and then, like, illustrate them and then pass them out to, like, my family. So it's always been, like, a big passion of mine. And, like, especially being able to write about the topic of purpose was, like, really exciting for me. And the process of just, like, being part of... So I wrote my book through the Creator Institute and, like, New Degree Press. And you write alongside other authors, so it feels like you're a part of a community, and it doesn't feel like a lonely process, and I really enjoyed that. And so I just feel like if anyone would like to write a book, I think I really like the way that New Degree Press approaches it, where like you have other people that you can talk to that are going through like the same thing, and like you can get advice from each other. So I really like that process. And yeah, it definitely was a dream come true to be able to write my own book.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote the book while you were in school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a challenge, but yeah.
What part was the most challenging?
Probably the most challenging part was, so I started working on the book in June of 2019. And so I started, was it June? Oh, no, sorry, 2018. It feels like so long ago. Okay, so I started writing the book in June of 2018, and I started college in September of 2018. So, like, I was working on the book and, like, writing and doing editing while I was just starting college and, like, getting used to college-level work and just, like, making new friends and adjusting to a new city. So that was, like, the challenging part was, like, being able to manage my time and really commit to the process. And what I ended up doing was just like creating a schedule for myself. Like, okay, I have to write this number of words this week, or like I have to finish this part. And so being able to set those goals for myself really helped me to get all of my deadlines accomplished and actually finish the book in a timely manner. So that was probably like the biggest challenge of writing it while still being in school.
Mm-hmm. And then, and then when did the book come out, and how was, because I know that so many authors, like, the book is, like, just, you know, that's half of the work, and then the other half is marketing and promotion and stuff like that. Obviously, everybody has their own unique case, but...
Exactly. Yeah, there's a saying at New Degree Press where it's, like, you just publish. This is just the start. So you're totally right. Like, there's so much more to do even after the book comes out. And so my book came out in July of 2019. And actually the day it launched and was, like, available for order on Amazon, I was abroad. So I was in Denmark at the time. So we were 6 hours ahead. And so I was, like, I remember I stayed up to, like, be able to see it be live on Amazon for purchase. And I was super excited about it. So yeah, that was just a really awesome experience.
And you think you'll write another book?
Yes, I really hope to write another book in the future. If not before I finish college, definitely after. I started like thinking about different topics and things I want to write about. I have one idea in particular that I'm pretty excited about.
Is there... You know, because we've talked a lot about like entrepreneurship and projects and stuff, and then now also this book, authoring book side. Is there any, you know, any kind of framework or how you're thinking about, well, like a book will advance my career this way, and or starting a business would be helpful this way, or this, you know, experience in Silicon Valley, or this experience in New York. Any, you know, because I feel like, you know, a lot of us have a lot of opportunities and sometimes, but also at the same time, you're still in school and kind of like it is really wide open to you. Cause, and there's also, it's kind of built in of like career fairs and those types of things. So any thoughts on how you were thinking about what to spend your time on?
Mm-hmm. I think right now I tend to prioritize anything that is like focused on empowering others. Like I remember recently, so I just started co-op, as we were like talking about before like the call, or before the podcast, sorry. So we were talking about the co-op program at Northeastern. So actually I just finished like my first week of work. And one of the exercises we did was like, we figured out our values and like we wrote them out. And so for me, one of my values is empowerment. So a lot of my work focuses around like empowering others, and also empowering, like self-empowerment as well. So with self-empowerment, I'm always like working on how can I become like a better version of me. And so I feel like all these different opportunities, when I pursue them, I always think of like, okay, how is this going to help me become, you know, a better leader? How is this going to help me become, you know, just like more tech savvy, or just improve my soft skills, and just all these different things. I'm always thinking about how to just like become better. A better version of myself. So that's kind of how I prioritize things when I'm deciding on opportunity.
Okay. And do you think, is the book going to be related to empowerment?
Yeah. So it's going to be, so I host this event called Women Empowered to Financially Thrive. And the whole theme of the event is helping attendees, like men and women, everyone with building their net worth, building their self-worth and their network. So it's like mainly an event focused on like personal and professional development. So I want the book to be like, the next book to be centered around something like that, where it's like, I want this to be an actionable guide for people to be able to like develop and like become the best version of themselves, like professionally and also personally as well.
Okay. Love that. Well, you've got some pre-interest from early readers already. Great job. okay. Well, I know we talked a lot about a lot of things here, and you were just mentioning kind of the next book might be a little bit more action oriented or a guide. Anything that you think that advice or things that you typically tell your peers?
Yeah. So one of the best career advice I got was to build your own like personal, they call it a personal advisory board. So like, it's just, the concept is about like surrounding yourself with like mentors and people who can like inspire you. So that kind of ties into the advice piece. And another thing is like the importance of like introspection and like self-reflection. So one of the things I talk about in my book is like those two things, where it's like, sometimes like, it's really good to get advice from other people about what you should do. But at the end of the day, like the person who knows you best is you. So like, you have to sometimes just take a step back and pause from like the hustle bustle of every day and just think about like, okay, what are my strengths? What do I care about? What are my passions? And just like, even if it takes like just getting a piece of paper and a pen and like writing down five things that you're interested in, or like causes that you really care about, that can really help you like gain more insight into like the kind of person that you are and what your passions are and kind of where you want to take your career in the future and now also.
Yeah. No time like the present.
Yeah, for sure. You know how everyone always asks, like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure, like, you've been asked that question, and, like, everyone, a lot of people get asked that question. And so I was reading this book, I'm sure you've heard of it, Becoming by Michelle Obama, and she actually addresses this really well, and she says that, like, why do we ask people, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like, I think it's, like, it's not, you don't have to wait until you grow up, quote, unquote, to, like, do what you're passionate about, or like explore different areas of like career paths and things like that. But I think like you said, the present is like probably the best time, or is the best time. So I feel like just being in the present moment and thinking about your contributions and like what you're passionate about right now can really set you up for like a great future.
Love that. Well, I am really grateful for this opportunity right here, right now, to talk to you, Miracle. So thank you. Please let listeners know how they can follow up and support. And then if there's anything else that you think that we didn't mention. But yeah, thanks again, Miracle. And please let listeners know how they can follow up and support.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. So I'm pretty active on Twitter. My handle is @MiraOlatunji. And then on Instagram, I'm @MiracleOlatunji. And then my email, feel free to like hit me up and reach out. It's just miracle.olatunji@gmail.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Miracle. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, friend. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Portfolio Career Podcast. Wanted to also let you know about my monthly newsletter called One Email Away, where I fundamentally believe that we are all one email away from new opportunities. And if there's a way that I could potentially help you to connect with other people, I would love to do that. So one email away. You can sign up for my newsletter on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. You can also see the one email away section. But just want to take this moment to say thank you for listening to this episode. Really excited for us to build and grow our portfolio careers together.